A small Asian cuisine restaurant in Roselawn has been dishing out steaming hot bowls of pho since the mid-1980s. The Lee family has owned Song Long for decades, fighting the odds to make it in the United States as Vietnam refugees and first-generation Americans. You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Jolene Almendadez. Kyuk Lee is a 74-year-old woman who's about 4 feet tall with a slight body. She wears jade bracelets that clink while she cooks Vietnamese staples all week. She, her husband Anthony, and their young family left Saigon as refugees just after the war in the fall of 1975. She hardly spoke any English as they moved around military bases when they first arrived in the United States. But then, St. Antoninus Catholic Church on the west side of Cincinnati sponsored the family, and the city became their home. They worked in a couple of restaurants before buying the Mandarin Garden in 1985 and changing the name to Song Long.
And after that, we opened the restaurant for 36 years now. I'm proud with my family to open this restaurant. I had 10 kids. I go to school and come to help us to this restaurant.
That's how one of her middle sons, Young Lee, came to help run the place. He was 12 when his parents bought it. Now he's 47 and manages the front of the house. His father died last year, but his mother is still the restaurant's main cook.
So my mother still works probably 50 hours a week here, if not more. And so she keeps chugging along, and she probably has more energy than me.
That kind of work ethic was instilled in Lee and his 10 siblings at an early age.
All the kids that could work, we would go to school and then come here, work evening shifts. And my sisters were in college, they would even work some day shifts.
And that hasn't changed too much. Lee got a degree in political science from the University of Cincinnati. Most of his other siblings graduated from college too. Only a few still work at the family business full time, but most of them chip in to help when needed.
It's just part of the family tradition. I have a sister and brother that work full time other jobs. They still work here and they help out.
One sister visited from Germany recently and picked up a few shifts while she was in town. That kind of tight-knit family is what Lee says has kept the restaurant successful for so long. He and all his siblings have been working there alongside their parents since they were kids, so a lot of the customers who've been coming here since day one have watched them grow up.
Young was always, Young was the kid, and so he was kind of like buzzing around us.
That's Jerry Baker. He's 69 now, but started coming to the restaurant in his 30s and studying French with Young's older sisters. Despite the age difference, he and Young later became close and even went to Florida together once for a football game. As a single guy who lived in Gulf Manor at the time, Baker says going to the restaurant became part of his routine 4 or 5 nights a week.
I started going in there because it was really convenient because they would feed me. And so I kind of became part of the family.
He'd help them cook at some of the local festivals like Taste of Cincinnati. As the years passed, he got married, and a lot of his friends at the restaurant went on to do other things. But he still stops by regularly. Lee says the combination of upholding tradition and creating a friendly neighborhood space is part of what keeps the restaurant going.
When you have that work ethic, you see your parents working every day, and you want to keep the tradition alive, and you want to keep going. And so anybody comes through the years, they know us by name, and we know them by name. And that is what's, I think, great about, it's like a Cheers restaurant. People know your name.
Song Long has made it through the pandemic because of loyal customers like Baker without taking too much of a loss. Lee says that's because Asian food is known for takeout. It carries and reheats well.
Okay, now I have to order the beef soup.
The dining room is still closed to customers as a COVID-19 precaution because it can get pretty crowded. But Kyuk Lee is still making carryout orders Monday through Saturday. Jolene Almendadez, 91.7 WVXU.